Officials Thursday surrounded a man with possible explosives sitting in a vehicle near the U.S. Capitol as nearby buildings were evacuated and emergency vehicles rushed to the scene about a mile from the White House. It's unknown whether the man really has explosives, but he has been live streaming on social media from inside a black pickup truck parked next to the Library of Congress, and he's threatening to blow up two city blocks for unknown reasons while babbling about Afghanistan, Democrats, and U.S. President Joe Biden. The ordinarily crowded Capitol Hill area is relatively deserted, with federal lawmakers out of session. It comes more than 8 months after hundreds of supporters of former President Donald Trump illegally stormed the U.S. Capitol while the lawmakers were confirming the election of current President Biden. Tensions are growing in Haiti over the slow pace of aid reaching victims of a powerful weekend earthquake that killed more than 2,100 people and was trailed by the drenching rain of Tropical Storm Grace. Aid has trickled in, but distributing food and getting urgent medical care to those in need is another matter amid the deep poverty, insecurity, and lack of basic infrastructure that characterized Haiti before the back-to-back disasters. A major hospital in the capital of Port-au-Prince was closed Thursday for a two-day shutdown to protest the kidnapping of two doctors, including one of the country's few orthopedic surgeons. At the small airport in a hard-hit southwestern town, people crowded a perimeter fence Wednesday as aid was loaded into trucks and police fired warning shots to disperse a crowd of young men. Haiti's Civil Protection Agency late Wednesday raised the number of deaths from the earthquake to 2,189. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says the Taliban have not changed but are going through a, quote, existential crisis about whether they want legitimacy on the global stage as they've taken over Afghanistan. He also said on Thursday in an interview with ABC the threat from Al-Qaeda and their affiliate organization is greater in other parts of the world than it is in Afghanistan, adding it's not rational to ignore the, quote, looming problems posed by Al-Qaeda affiliates in Syria or East Africa, where he says the threat to the U.S. is significantly greater. He says the focus should be on where the threat is the greatest in defense of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Biden also pushed back against concerns about the treatment of women and girls in the country, arguing that it's not rational to try to protect women's rights around the globe through military force. Instead, it should be done through, quote, diplomatic and international pressure on human rights abusers to change their behavior. Afghan protesters defied the Taliban for a second day Thursday, waving their national flag in scattered demonstrations, and the fighters again responded violently as they face growing challenges to their rule. A UN official is warning of dire food shortages. An expert says the country is severely in need of cash, while noting the Taliban are unlikely to enjoy the generous international aid that was given to the civilian government they dethroned. On Thursday, a procession of cars and people near Kabul's airport carried long black, red, and green banners in honor of the Afghan flag, a banner that is becoming a symbol of defiance. The demonstrations are a remarkable show of defiance after the Taliban fighters violently dispersed a protest Wednesday. At Kabul's international airport, military evacuation flights continue, according to flight tracking data. However, access to the airport remains difficult. On Thursday, Taliban militants fired into the air to try to control the crowds gathered at the airport's blast walls. And the foreign ministries of Germany, France, and Britain on Thursday expressed, quote, grave concern over the latest report by the UN's nuclear watchdog that said Iran continues to produce uranium metal, which can be used in the production of a nuclear bomb. The International Atomic Energy Agency in Vienna confirmed earlier this week that Iran has produced uranium metal enriched up to 20% for the first time and has significantly increased its production capacity of uranium enriched up to 60%. The production of uranium metal is prohibited by the 2015 nuclear deal, which promises Iran economic incentives in exchange for limits on its nuclear program and is meant to prevent Tehran from developing a nuclear bomb. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
One. Right now. VOA One.